Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored for the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Tzadik Vov in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, starting the 16th perek of Maseches Shabbos, perek Kol Kisvei. Says the Mishnah, Kol Kisvei HaKodesh Matzilim Oysom Mipnei Adleiko. If there's a fire and there's Sforim HaGdoshim, you could go and save the Sforim HaGdoshim from the fire, even though it's Shabbos. And even though we're going to learn later that when we're talking about food, you could save only three meals of Shabbos, nothing else, Kisvei HaKodesh you do save. And in addition, says Reb Chaim, we'll see that Kisvei HaKodesh you can even take it from a place that there's no Eruv. There's a special etta that we are allowed to save Kisvei HaKodesh. Pein shekorim b'hem, or pein she'enu korim b'hem. Doesn't matter if you read this Kisvei HaKodesh or you don't read the Kisvei HaKodesh. Are you not allowed to read it? As we'll see in the Gemara, why there are some Kisvei HaKodesh that you're not allowed to read them on Shabbos. Even though there's written in any language, we'll see in the Gemara, there's a mandamer that holds you can translate, you can write the Kisvei HaKodesh in other languages. And what is the reason? Because Tu'unim Gnizo. Because even the ones you're not allowed to read, and the ones you're not allowed to translate in that language, it still needs Gnizo. You need to put it away in a mechubedic way, so therefore you save it from the fire. Why don't you read the Kisvei HaKodesh that we said before? Because we don't want people to not go to Bismedesh and learn to Bismedesh. So as we'll see in the Gemara, talk about the Ksuvim. Ksuvim, the Rabbanan said, you're not allowed to read Ksuvim on Shabbos, because if someone's going to come to read Ksuvim, he's going to be Nimshach, he's not going to go to Bismedesh to hear the Shir. And in the Shir, they teach all the halachas what to do. So it's more important for someone to learn the halachas than to read Ksuvim. Says the Gemara called Kisvei HaKodesh V'chuli. Mao ben shekurim ben ben shein kurim ben. So the Gemara in the beginning wants to understand, what does it mean that you don't read it? And the Gemara tries to attempt to say it a different way than we saw in the end of the Mishnah. Maybe we'll explain ben sheyesh ben tohuyos, ben shein ben tohuyos. Maybe talk about, if there's too many mistakes, then you don't read them. And that's what we're referring to, the ein kurim ben. So the Gemara v'atani, we learn, seven sheyesh bosh taim shosh tohuyos, if you have two or three mistakes per page, b'chol daf edaf, so then misaknoi v'kurim ben, then you fix it, and you read it. If you have four mistakes per page, it's too much, and then you don't fix it, you just don't read it. So maybe the Mishnah is referring to that. Clearly, the end of the Mishnah says, the reason you don't read it is because Bitu B'Samedesh, Hadam Ro Ben Toiro Lenevim, Lekisei HaKodesh. That's how you read a Kurta B'Chaim. Meaning, we're talking about that there's a difference between Toiro and Nevim, that you could read on Shabbos. You use it even in Shul to read the Toiro and the Haftarah. The Kisvei HaKodesh, the Ksuvim, the Nala read in Shabbos, and the reason you can't read it is because Bitul Beis Hamedrash. Says the Gemara now, Ein Matzilim Oiso Mipnei Hadleiko. What is this referring to? So according to Reb Chaim's Shat, and there's different Pirushim over here, but Reb Chaim learns we're talking about the saver that has too many mistakes. The Gemara is asking, do you save it from the fire if he has four mistakes per page? Says the Gemara, L'chura depends on the following machlekes. The one who holds that even though there's too many mistakes per page, it still causes tumo, because Kisvei HaKodesh, Rabbanan Regoizer, that it causes tumo to the hands. So if it has a din of tumo, I mean, you treat it as Kisvei HaKodesh, then Metzilim Oiso Yipnei Adleiko, then you can save it from the fire. The holds that it doesn't cause tumor to the hands, meaning you don't treat it as Kisvei HaKodesh, then you don't save it from the fire. So it depends on that machlokes. So they asked, in the Spanish they asked, Harei Ivri Shekos Rei Targum, a Lashon, when it was supposed to be rewritten in Lashon HaKodesh. And someone wrote it in Aramaic, Harei Einu Metam Esayadayim. The din is, it doesn't cause tumor Esayadayim. It doesn't have a din of Kisvei HaKodesh because it's not written the right way. It's still Metzilim Oysu Pnei Adleiko, the din is you do save from the fire. So you see, it doesn't depend on Tumo. And even if it's not Metam Esayadayim, you still save it from the Adleiko. This also applies when there's two or three mistakes. Says the Gemara, how do we know that you are Metzilim Pnei Adleiko? B'Yabad HaTanino, for the Arbish, that says, Abish Ksuvi B'chol Lashoyin Tudi Gnizo. Because the Mishnah gave us the rule. Even though it's written in other languages, you're not supposed to read it, still needs Gnizo. And that's why he explained why you save it. This shows you that even if it doesn't need Gnizo, you still save it for the fire. Says the Gemara, Bastiso de Abshibid. The Mishnah goes like Abshibid. The Abshibid, Abai, a dover, Bishu Shvus. where that tzaddik vav would base, shohibet bifnei kisvei hakodesh. Rav Shimon said that anything of shvus doesn't stand in front of kisvei hakodesh. What are we talking about? We're referring to a mishnah that speaks about a person who is on the roof and he's reading kisvei hakodesh, and suddenly it rolled down from his head and it's on the wall. He has one edge, imagine a Sefer Torah, is holding one part of the Sefer Torah in his hands, and the other part is rolling down on the wall. So the Rabbanan said, if it reached 10 tefachim to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you cannot pick it up. You just turn around the Sefer Torah, so the writing will face the wall, and you leave it there till Moed Shabbos. And Rav Shimon says, you do bring it back, because it did go down to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's only the airspace of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So it's only a din, the Rabbanan only a shvus not to pick it up. For Kisvei HaKodesh, nothing stands in front of Kisvei HaKodesh. We don't put shvus in front of Kisvei HaKodesh. So that's our Mishnah. The idea of not saving from the fire is a shvus. And we say, but Kisvei HaKodesh, this does not apply. But according to Rabbanu, the whole that you do say shvus against Kisvei HaKodesh, you'll say shvus over here as well. Says the Gemara, no. Ba'a Plegin, when do they argue? Tami pnei bizoyin. There, we're talking about bizoyin. The cemetery won't get ruined. It's just not, it's a disgrace for it to stay open. So there Rabbanu would say, if for bizoyin is, I'll still do shvus. But everybody agrees you'll save for the fire, because if you don't save it, it's going to get burned. There'll be no cemetery at all. Even Rabbanan agree that you save the cemetery for the fire. Continues the Gemara now, it says, the Chiddush in our Mishnah is that even if it was written in any language, you still save it. What's the Chiddush? It's according to Abshir Ben Gamliel. He said the only language you can write, you can translate the Torah to, is only Greek. But all the languages are not allowed. But he still agrees that you save it from the fire. But according to Rabbanan, you could put it in any language, so you know there's no Chiddush that you save it. Rav Gamliel was standing in a place in Arabais. They brought him a Sefer Yiriv. Kosuv Targum was written in a translation. He told the builder to put it under the row of stones. Some have the gears, so not Rav Gamliel, but Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. And Rav Shimon Gamliel goes the shitasa that he holds, he's not allowed to translate to anything else but Greek. And still, you see, they respected it and put it into as a gnizo. Even though they said you're not allowed to read ksuvim only from the mincha and on, I mean, after the shir, you could read ksuvim. You chazor it, he said drasha said it, different be drasha on it. A person is darshaning, say, in the ksuvim, and he needs to check something. You can open up and check it. You're not allowed to learn from it, but you're allowed to go and just check in to see a pasuk that you're missing. Sigmar Dalma, that would be the story in the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Rabbi Chia Ravo, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yoiso, these three Tanoim, Hayu Yoishvim, Upoishti Megillas Kidois, Erev Tishimov, Shechad B'Shamas. They were learning Megillas Echo on a Shabbos, which was Erev Tishabov. When did they do that? After Mincha, that you could read Ksuvim. Vishirim Aleph Beis Echot. Aleph Beis refers here to the prokim, to the chapters of Megillas Echot. Because Megillas Echot, the first four chapters go in the order of Aleph Beis. So even though the last one is not in the order of Aleph Beis, we call the chapters Aleph Beis. So they left one Aleph Beis, which means they left the fifth chapter, the fifth parak of Megillas Echot. They didn't learn it, they didn't have time to learn it. So then, Amru Lebachar Uboi Vigori Moisu. They said, tomorrow, Tisha B'Av, we'll learn the last parak of Megillas Echot. Yukish Rabbi Nifta Leveso, as the Rabbi leaves and goes to his house, Nichshal Be'etzboi, he wounded his finger. Ve'kor El Gamei, so he read on himself, he said the Pasuk, Rabbi Machoivim LaRosha. A Rosha gets many Makas, I'm also, I'm a Rosha, you know, it's like, I'm punished for something wrong that I did. Amru Lebachio, Be'choiveinu Ma'atas Choken. It's not because of you. It's because of us, because of the generation. The Apostle refers to Yoshio the king. The Yirmiyo says that he died because of the avarice of the generation. So they say, Rabbi, you got punished because of us. Now, happens to you, where is this pasuk written? At the end of the fourth parak of Megillas Echo. So they just learned that pasuk. So I will have Shmuel Bar Yosi. If you had learned this Megillah right at this moment, we should have said this pasuk. We should have said the Rebbe got hurt because of us. That's what we just learned. We know when a person learns that that's a pasuk that he's exactly holding it, it's a little bit of a nevuah. So it's as if it was a nevuah for Shemaim telling them the Rebbe got hurt because of the generation. So then Rebbe went to his house. He put on it a dry sponge. The kosher aleo gebi b'chutz. He put a reed grass around it. There's three things we learn from this. Sfoig, the sponge, ain't no mirapid. It doesn't heal because you're not allowed to heal on Shabbos. Ela b'shabbos, just keeps the wound from not getting more damaged. Gebi shehu b'chutz. And gebi, the reed grass, is b'nebuchad. It's not mukzeh. Because if it would be mukzeh, how'd Rebbe use the gebi to tie the sponge? And in addition to the third thing we learned was, koiri b'kisvi ha'koidesh, ela b'nebuchad v'lebal. You're allowed to read the ksuvim after mincha. That's what they were learning that day. So the word now, me'ato. The Mishnah said the reason you're not allowed to read Ksuvim is because we don't want people to miss the shir Beis HaMedrash. So if they're in a place where there's a Beis HaMedrash, so then they can... They should not read Ksuvim. But if there's no Beis Medrash, so they should read Ksuvim. And the Mishnah did not differentiate. The Mishnah said that nobody should read Ksuvim. Says the Gemara, Leislach Elakedo. We have to explain like the following. The Tanya of Nechemio, like a price of Nechemio. The Tanya of Nechemio. Pipibai, Kore, Bikisu, Akoidish, Elabine, Michel, Labalo. Why can't you read Ksuvim? Only for the Mishnah going forward. Pishtorid, Yoitois. Then he says another reason you're not allowed to read Ksuvim. Because of Shtorid, Yoitois, because we want people not to read their documents. The documents that they use for business are Shabbos. If you tell him you can read Ksuvim, so he says, okay, so I can read Ksuvim, I'll read my documents, there's different things I can read. But also, you tell him you can't read Ksuvim. Of course, I can't read my own documents. So this is another reason why you don't read Ksuvim on Shabbos, and therefore even a place that doesn't have a Bismedish, you now learn to read Ksuvim. Says the Gemara, you see that you want people to go to Mishnah to learn the Mishnah. You see the Mishnah is greater than Mikra, because Ksuvim is a Mikra. This helps the Brisa of Shir Baruchai. The Tanya of Shir Baruchai, Shir Baruchai said the Brisa, someone who learns Mikra, Tanakh, it's good, but it's not great, because you can't know what to do based on the Mikra. You learn Mishnah, that's already a Mishnah that you get reward for, because you're already learning the Torah Shabbat Peh, what to do. But still, the Mishnah is not as clear. So you get a reward, but it's not the best. Learning the Talmud, that's the biggest thing. Because the Talmud is something that not only brings you the Mishnah, but also explains to you the different contradictions of the Mishnah and how we pass it halacha, so you really know what to do. Says the Gemara, Lo, we have a Mishnah that says that you have to run for Mishnah more than the Talmud. Isn't that a contradiction to Rashi Bar Yochai? Says the Gemara, that's before Rebbe put together Rebbe Mishnayos. Meaning, before the time of Rebbe, the Mishnayos were not organized. So a person had to learn Mishnayos from his Rebbe, had to hear from this Mishnayos. So we say, run to the Mishnah so you can preserve the Mishnayos that you know. But once Rebbe organized the Mishnayos and created the Shisha Sidri Mishnah, so now I have what to rely for the Mishnah. I don't have to run after it. So now it's better to learn Gemara more than the Mishnah, because the Gemara will actually explain to you exactly what to do, and you're not going to have any contradictions and know what the halacha is. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Vov.